Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of Bitcoin Banter. Rick and Tony are here with me. It is a wild week in news. Let's get into this, guys. So first and foremost, Carl B. Menger, great tweet here. Some people deserve to be poor. He is illustrating with this chart. After the Melania coin, people have all heard about the Trump meme coin. The Melania coin went live and Trump dumped, which is very funny. I got to say, I can't blame people for wanting the Melania coin more than the Trump coin. But Tony, why don't you take this one first? Give us your thoughts on meme coins from our current president of the United States.
Man, what an absolute circus, you know, from a day before being inaugurated, you know, as leading, you know, the biggest fucking shitcoin circus in the history of American presidency. Like, way to go. I mean, that's if you want to be the first at something, he's definitely won the prize there. But the fact that it went up, you know, so fast and it came back down just, you know, illustrates how many people, you know, are completely clueless to what's going on. I mean, nobody understands anything. It's mind-boggling, you know, even at that level, how stupid people are. Like how dumb do you have to be to really fall for these things? And now it's his wife doing it, you know, like, I mean, there's a name usually for women for sale, right? Like, I mean, I don't know, man. I mean, this, I don't know how this, yeah, what kind of a look they're going for here, but meme coins, man, it's gambling for dummies. It's literally is a shitcoin casino. How they're doing this and justifying it on a presidential level, I have no words, man. Like, I, you know, like, you don't think something like this is doable or like you'll ever see it. But, you know, here we are. Enjoy the show. What do you want me to tell you? But I said this before, Donald Trump believes in the dollar. So, you know, if you're going to make a profit in dollars thinking you have a win, you're a fool, because all you have is more toilet paper. That's all it is. The money printing is not going to stop. The debasement is only going to continue accelerating. So if you have more toilet paper, sure, okay, it'll take you a little longer for you to run out, but you're absolutely going to run out. So, and that's if you make it. You know, most people that came in thinking this thing's going to go to $200-$300 now are what? They're completely wrecked and wiped out. So, you know, play stupid games. Absolutely, you're winning stupid prizes.
Yeah. I mean, these meme coins, so first and foremost, I guess, it's sad and pathetic that a now sitting president has a meme coin, much more so that is the first lady has a meme coin. But like this to me, like the meme coin craze is like it's like peak financialization of our world. Like we've had Wall Street for a long time sitting on the sidelines, providing no value to society, most of them, and taking advantage of their knowledge of exchange rates and commodity prices and all sorts of things. Like meme coins are like the peak clown world evolution of those games. And here we are now with Trump and family getting in on the action. Rick, what do you think? Well, I know what you think, but why don't you elaborate on what you think?
Well, you know, partly just, you know, disappointed, but also thoroughly entertained. It's a hell of a show, right? I mean, a sitting U.S. president is now the head of his own meme coin, which reached like tens of billions of dollars worth of value locked up in 24, 48 hours or whatever it was. The thing ran to like, I think, $70-odd and now crashed down to 50% off its highs and stuff like that. Like people getting absolutely murdered out there for buying this rubbish. And then even funnier, to add insult to injury, the next day, Melania launches a coin. I don't follow this stuff closely, but the word on the street is a big part of the reason Trump dumped was because all the liquidity flowed out of Trump's coin and flew over to Melania's coin, which is also now 50% down from where it was as well. So it doesn't matter where you run in memes, you're probably going to get your ass handed to you, right? Yeah, I think you hit on a really interesting point there, Michael, which is, you know, peak financialization. I think we've spoken about this before briefly, but it's almost reminiscent of Weimar Germany, right? Which is when the money was dying and inflation's out of control, speculation and gambling just goes off the charts because people are desperate to find a quick win, a quick way to make, you know, a lot of money and save themselves from the inevitable death of the dollar. And everyone just goes crazy. I mean, it's like headless chickens running around out here, right? So throw your money at MicroStrategy. No, no, take it out of that because Trump coins the next hot thing. And for some reason, adamant that they won't just go to the answer, which is just buy Bitcoin and hodl it and put it in self-custody and look after it. It actually couldn't be simpler, could it? And then to boot, I mean, what's really funny is I believe Solana, the whole network, went down amidst all this craziness. So how many more examples do people need before they realize, well, yeah, there you go. they knocked Solana off. So you're buying shitcoins by using shitcoins, and then those shitcoins stop working, and then the shitcoin you bought gets chopped in half. I mean, it's a mess, right? It's a total mess. And I don't even know how to describe it. It's kind of, if you went back 10 years in time and told the previous version of you that this is what you'd be watching in 2025, you'd think it was some maniac story, right? It couldn't possibly be believable. Yet here we are. And, you know, the question you have to ask is, what does Trump coin even do? I guess nothing at all. So if you're buying it, I don't know what to tell you. You're crazy. You're gambling. Maybe you're having some fun with $50 and all right, it's like betting on a horse race and fine. But if you're throwing serious money at this, you're a maniac.
It's not true, Rick. The Trump coin, the Melania coin, they do something extremely important. It's an IQ test.
Yeah, very good. Very good.
It's survival of the fittest.
One thing I will say, because I don't want to rag on Trump too hard, because I'm not convinced that he's doing all of this, right? I don't think Trump was, you know, on his laptop creating a contract address and, well, how am I going to market this thing? There's clearly a group of people around him from the crypto world pushing him into these crazy places, because there's a real juxtaposition between, you know, I personally thought Trump's inauguration speech was excellent. It was very well delivered, you know, really good.
Agreed.
I agreed with so much that he said. It was presidential. It was inspiring, gets you fired up. And you think, wow, America's going to be great. And that's such a harsh juxtaposition to 24 hours earlier when he's launching total shitcoin. It's madness. So the only conclusion I can really draw is that Trump's not driving the meme coin stuff, but I think I think he's getting bad advice because it's a bit of an own goal, really. I think it will tarnish things a little bit for his legacy.
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
So, yeah. Well, maybe
hopefully we works out.
Yeah, we just need to get the guys at Bitcoin Magazine out of his ear and he can focus on Bitcoin only. Well, you hit on the Solana point, which was the next thing I wanted to bring up. So my question, do either of you know, I hear about Solana going down all the time. Like it's hilarious. Is that a, like a centralized, like, takedown, or is that like it's crashing because of like bandwidth issues? Like, do you know what is going on there?
I think it's a bit of both.
Okay. Just it depends.
It's definitely centralized.
Yeah.
But
yeah. Yeah.
It's just not efficient. You know, this is what, the 17th time it crashes because of a little bit too much activity.
Yeah. It's like Robin Hood, you know, preventing withdrawals of, you know,
yeah,
like selling,
you know, it's
your
like for it,
GameStop.
It's for your protection. So you lock in the gains, you know, they crash. That way you have no way of getting out.
Yeah.
I want to meet the guy who's actually bought Trump coin and then made the effort to put it into self custody for the long haul. I want to meet that person. There's got to be at least one.
No wallets. What wallet supports Trump coin? Like, what do you even do with it? Like, does it just sit on like an? I know so little about shit coins. I just couldn't care less. But it's funny nonetheless. Alrighty, let's get into our next bit of news. This is just a great meme. Best I can do is a strategic shitcoin reserve. So in fairness to Trump. I think maybe we're going to get to it. Yeah, I think let me jump to the next one real quick, because these are sort of related. So Trump has more important things to deal with on day one, the important things. And so this is that World Liberty Fi. Is it a token? I don't know. But they announced the strategic purchases of ETH, Wrapped Bitcoin, like all these shit coins. I don't even know where to start with this. Rick, why don't you give your thoughts, and then we'll just bat this around for a couple of minutes.
Well, yeah, this is an interesting one, isn't it? Because everyone seems to expect that Trump is going to, on day one of his presidency, announce a strategic Bitcoin reserve, right? But I don't remember him ever really promising that. In Nashville, I think he talked about not selling the existing stockpile that the U.S. government has, which a lot of those, by the way, probably belong to Ross Ulbricht, who should be freed or is meant to be freed soon. I know we'll get onto that topic in a minute. So I don't think he promised a strategic Bitcoin reserve in the first place. But it does seem like I don't fully understand this either. He's got this World Liberty Finance thing going on. And from what I understand, that organization has gone and bought, I've got the list here, $47 million worth of ETH, $5 million of a load of shit coins like Aave and Link and Tron and God knows what else. And then, well, people claim $47 million worth of BTC, but it's not actually BTC. It turns out they've bought this wrapped Bitcoin, which it's basically a derivative of Bitcoin that's wrapped up and is a token that lives on Ethereum's blockchain in some centralized. It's more shitcoining, right? So it's a wrapped version of Bitcoin. So Bull Bitcoin's meme's excellent, right? You know, everyone was sitting on Tenterhex waiting for this announcement of the strategic Bitcoin reserve. And by now, Bitcoin's meant to be at $5 million a coin and all this. And I think people are maybe a little bit upset that that didn't happen on day one or hasn't been mentioned. But I mean, I think it's absolutely crazy, right? Like, he's the president of the United States on the day one of his new job. I don't think Bitcoin's at the top priority of things that he's got to deal with, right? So maybe it's coming, maybe not. But there's a lot of people a little bit upset on Twitter at the moment, but maybe they just need to relax a little and lower their expectations, right? The inauguration speech wasn't going to be all about Bitcoin. So I guess we just have to see what happens.
Yeah, man, I couldn't agree with you more on that last point. It is just nauseating going through Twitter right now. Everyone's pissed that Ross isn't free. I want Ross to be free as much as anyone. But the fact that, like, 2 points related to, like, the Bitcoin, cohort of voters weren't addressed on day one, when 99% of his campaign was about dismantling DEI, border security, all those things. It's like, just freaking take a break. Like, if we don't get there in the next couple of days, let's make some noise about it. But the guy probably, my best guess is he actually worked as president for a couple of hours yesterday, and he signed like a record number of executive orders in that time. He had the inauguration at noon Eastern. Like, that's when his day started as president. And then he had the inauguration ball last night. He was probably exhausted. He went to sleep at some point, presumably, right? So, like, just everyone take a deep breath. I know that's going to get me some hate, but who cares? Tony, what do you think?
Yeah, I mean, I was hoping he'd mention Ross on day one as well. I mean, for people on the outside, it may not seem like a big deal, but can you imagine the level of stress and anxiety for Ross himself?
Yeah.
Just, teetering on, any second now, his life will be completely changed. That must be like horrific. To every living it like minute by minute, just waiting for that door to open, right? So I hope he does this soon, hopefully today, at the January 21 that we're in. But with regards to this whole meme coin business that he has, I tried to think about it a little bit more to see if we could find some sort of logic behind as to why he would do something like this. And maybe I'm off-roading a little bit, but my conspiracy brain here, went somewhere that maybe onto something. Like, why would someone usually pull off a scam to rip off people, right? It's usually because they're broke, like they lack money, right? Otherwise, why would you steal and pull off a heist if you're not in desperate need of money? Now, it may not seem the case, somebody, especially like a president, like, why would he lack money? But nobody knows all the details of what's happening behind the scenes, right? So, but if you just put the pieces together and just think a little bit, outside the box, why would he pull a heist like this? Because clearly that's what it is, right? I mean, under the guise of being cool and whatever, okay, maybe you want to, you know, distract people with that. But at the end of the day, it's a heist. It's a scam, right? I mean, anyone knows this by now. So I don't know. Maybe there's, you know, something that we're not aware of. Maybe someone behind the scenes is trying to, I don't know, capitalize, you know, have a foot here, have a foot there, sort of like put their best interests first to cover up something that, you know, the rest of us don't know about. I don't know. What do you guys think? Am I completely nuts here? But
yeah, I think what's the quote? Something like, don't attribute to malice what could be is easily attributed to ignorance or something to that effect. Like, I think that he seems to have a bunch of family members, but certainly both of his sons, his older sons, and then Baron has been really noisy on, you know, some of this stuff. Like, people are talking about Baron and crypto and this and that. And I could see it as something as simple as they're like getting on a bandwagon that they see because they obviously do not understand Bitcoin, or else they wouldn't be buying ETH and wrapped Bitcoin. Like, they'd just be buying Bitcoin and probably announcing a strategic reserve. I think Trump he's a salesman, right? And like, if he sees a product to sell, he's going to slap his name on it and sell it. And he's really good at it, whether it's shitty products or not. Like, he's very good at selling things. He's done that his whole life. I think it's more just like opportunistic, but you know, maybe I'm giving him more credit than he deserves. I don't know, Rick.
I think like a lot of Bitcoiners might want to prepare themselves for some disappointment in general. I saw a tweet from Safedean, which I think explains really well. And look, you know, I'm not going to be able to do justice to what Safedean says, so let me just sort of paraphrase a little bit. But I thought it was a really interesting take. And he was suggesting that, you know, maybe you shouldn't expect the president of the United States to suddenly announce a strategic Bitcoin reserve where the U.S. government is going to buy lots and lots of Bitcoin. Because that signals to the rest of the world that confidence in the dollar is no longer there, and that the American government is moving towards a better form of money. And Safedean rightly points out that that would put the U.S. government in direct conflict with the Federal Reserve, because it's not the U.S. government who decides when the money gets printed, right? They make loans, or they borrow from the Federal Reserve. So if it's unlikely, I think, that those two organizations are going to start posturing against one another. So look, I think we need to go back to the whole point of why we're all here, which is to separate money and state. That was the whole point. Not hopefully the state will adopt this and then we can all use it too, or hopefully the state will adopt this and pump my bags. Your bags are going to pump anyway. You don't understand, right? The dollar's going to die. So the value of Bitcoin against the dollar is going to continue to increase, whether Donald Trump's in the president, see, or Kermit the Frog. It doesn't matter. So we need to maybe just take a step back from this political show for a while and realize that Bitcoin's on its own trajectory, regardless of who's in charge. And there is not a person on the planet who's going to solve the US's debt problem, regardless of how much Bitcoin they buy. So, hey, look, if I could speak to anyone about Bitcoin that was just getting into it now, I'd say, look, this is the perfect example of why you just want to buy Bitcoin, take it into self-custody, and get out of the circus. Because it's wild in there with all these meme coins, all these rug pulls, all these exchanges that go under, everybody trying to track you everywhere. You need to just go and do your own thing. It really is that simple. And in 5 years, you'll be happy you did. Unfortunately, the bright lights of the casino, you know, like moths to a flame, people are going to go and gamble. So yeah, welcome to Weimar. It's going to get real spicy soon. Make sure you've covered your ass and protected your wealth properly.
I couldn't agree with that more. Okay, so let's get back to the Ross thing. So someone was tweeting about Ross, and Elon Musk said Ross will be freed too, because he already freed the January 6th, 1,500 people involved in the January 6th fiasco from 2021. So again, as I said, like, to me, I think all signs indicate that Ross is going to be freed. He promised he would. Musk is saying it. I saw Donald Trump Jr. said, like, tweeted free Ross yesterday. I think it was yesterday. So I have no indication that he's not going to. And again, like my stance is everyone just needs to take a chill pill and like step back and recognize that the presidency isn't just about a single promise made to one small group of voters, but there's a lot of stuff to get done. You know, again, a cautiously optimistic, he could, you know, he wouldn't be the first politician to back out of one of his campaign promises. Rick, why don't you, I mean, Rick, do you think Ross is going to be free? Do you think it's going to be soon? And, what's the timeline that you'll be patient with him? And when does it become ridiculous that he hasn't freed Ross?
No, I think both you and Tony have hit the nail on the head. You know, I feel a lot for Ross. Imagine sitting there on TensorFX wondering. But also, I think you've got a really valid point, which is the guy became president like yesterday. He's got a lot on his plate. And anyone expecting him to talk about it in the inauguration speech, I think how unlikely that is. Because imagine Trump goes on stage for the inauguration speech and says, and I'm going to free Ross on day one. 99% of America are all going to go, who the hell is this Ross guy that he's talking about?
100%.
It doesn't really make sense for that to be in the inauguration speech. But when you see the tweets from Elon and you see the tweets from his son and stuff like that, I think just have a bit of patience. We're meant to be famous for our patience as Bitcoiners, right? So give it time. I'm pretty confident. Look, if 2 weeks go by and he's not free, then yeah, you know, I'd make as much noise as the next Bitcoiner about, listen, you made these promises, you should be free. I'm way behind Ross. But I'm confident it's going to happen. So yeah, just relax, huddle a little bit. I'm sure Ross will be fine, and hopefully he'll be free soon.
Yeah, I tweeted this morning. I said, one time I promised my kids a snack in 10 minutes, but it took 15, rug pulled. Like, that's how I feel like on Twitter, right? It's like, guys, come on, like the snack's coming. But hey, Tony, I'll let you respond too, because I do agree with you. I sympathize with the emotions that Ross must be feeling right now. Like, I think he knows it's coming, but there has to be like a lingering doubt, like, you know, because it didn't happen in the first couple of hours. What do you think?
Yeah, of course, man. I mean, I just don't like playing with people's nerves. I mean, this guy must be, you know, he must be shaking in his cell just waiting for that announcement to come. You know, I don't like seeing people having to go through such high levels of anxiety, you know, because it's not nice. So why he didn't just mention it yesterday? Well, I don't know. He's not on a timer, you know. Like, I mean, he just became president, so I'm sure there's like a billion other things that, you know, had to be done, and maybe that just didn't make the deadline yesterday. But I'm almost 100% sure he will free him, hopefully very, very soon, especially now that there's some other, you know, well-known personalities that have, you know, reaffirmed that. So I don't think there's any room to back out now.
Yeah, I completely agree. Okay, so we've been pretty generous to Trump relative to our previous banters, I guess minus the meme coin bullshit. But let's talk about our former president. So on the way out, so they interrupted. I was watching the inauguration, which I don't think I've ever done before. I don't know why I was inclined to do it this year, but they interrupted the inauguration to announce that Biden had pardoned. He'd pardoned Fauci already before, which is what we're talking about. He pardoned all of his family members too, though. And so Zero Hedge says, this is why the U.S. is now the biggest banana republic of them all. Criminal pardon before they're even charged. I didn't look at this, but I think I'd seen in the news that the pardon for Fauci dates back to like 2014. And of course, the justification here is, well, in case they, you know, become, you know, come on the receiving end of like politically motivated attacks and lawsuits and investigations and this and that. So there's an easy way to justify this sort of move. But to me, I mean, this just screams guilt. Like, you know, I mean, it's pretty obvious. I think that Fauci's guilty, and I think we would all probably agree with that. Tony, why don't you take this first? What's the signal that this sends your way about the United States?
That it's a circus, that the judicial system is a joke. There is no judicial system. If one clown can pardon a whole bunch of criminals and that's it, end of story, then you don't have a judicial system. You have a circus. So why would anyone, you know, want to abide by these laws that are not neutral, that clearly favor, you know, certain people over others? It just makes no sense. I don't know how how valid this is. You mentioned, you know, before we started this recording that this is permanent. The fact that he signed this paper, I mean, nothing can be done. If that's the case, that's extremely worrisome because, again, you don't have justice. You don't have neutral, you know, legitimate justice in the United States. Maybe old school justice is due here. I mean, even if even if these people are pardoned, the world knows these people are criminals, right? So are they truly safe walking out in public?
I don't think Fauci is.
Right? Yeah. So you can be pardoned on a piece of paper, but if you've affected somebody's life in a really bad way, they're not going to forget it. So just because someone says you're free to go doesn't mean someone else is going to agree with it. And so I don't know how that plays out, but hopefully there's somewhere that this can be reversed and somehow changed, never to happen again. Because, you know, as long as these absurdities are allowed to take place, well, there's no justice. It's not justice. It's complete bullshit.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. Rick, what do you think?
Oh, wow, what a topic. The whole COVID thing, you know, I don't want to get right deep into the weeds about that. I think most people have already figured out that there was a lot of skullduggery and nonsense and dodgy deals going on. And I think anyone with a reasonable level of IQ is at least questioning the efficacy of those vaccines and products that the big pharma pushed out and that sort of thing. I'm not going to comment too much on that sort of stuff. I swerved all of that. You know, it wasn't appealing to me. It didn't make sense to me. And I was very frustrated at, you know, the amount of controls and things they put on our lives. You know, I wasn't able to see family in different countries for several years. You know, they locked up one of my businesses. We had a manufacturing business. We weren't allowed to make anything anymore in the factory. It was a painful period. And, you know, I don't want to understate just how frustrated and pissed off I am at not just Fauci. I mean, the list of criminals associated with that is unbelievable, including a lot of UK politicians. There's a lot of people who I think have questions to answer for. So let's just get to the main point, which is, you know, these people being pardoned. It is a banana republic. That's absolutely outrageous. Why would you pardon someone if there was no guilt to try and cover up or protect them from? Nobody should be you know, protected from proper judicial process. And the red flags are everywhere. There's the reason Biden's pardoned him is because he knows that he's in deep water. I don't know what happens next. I wouldn't want to be Fauci. I don't know how much money he made, but I'm sure as hell it wasn't worth it. We'll have to see how it plays out. But it's a sad state of affairs. Again, you know, I think I've mentioned Weimar Germany three times on this podcast, but this is what happens when money dies. You know, the rules go out the window, the gambling, the speculation, the circus, the craziness, like it all goes crazy. If you want to get through all of this stuff, you've just got to keep your own head, think for yourself, make calm, rational decisions and not get pulled into all the hype. And maybe sometimes as well, don't get pulled into every single argument because you don't have that much time to chase every single injustice and get pissed off about every single injustice. What you do need to allocate some time to is thinking about how you're going to succeed and how you're going to protect yourself and your family, you know, whether that's your wealth, whether that's your cybersecurity and your privacy, or, you know, what jurisdiction you live in. Screaming into the abyss at the you know, hypocrisy of this sort of stuff happening is not going to get you anywhere. You have to accept that sometimes the world is a pretty corrupt place. The best answer you've got is to become self-sovereign and go down that path, right? I'm as upset as the next person, but not particularly surprised. But yeah, that's all I'll say on that, really.
Yeah, no, it's I think this is, like, I understand, while I don't probably generally support it, I understand there's a basis for the ability of the chief executive to pardon people in certain situations, but like a blanket pardon for your family, I mean, to me, that, like, Trump's made no indication that he's going after Biden's family. To me, that's an indication of criminality, right? And, like, I mean, Fauci is the most publicly known criminal, in my view, maybe in the world today. Like, I can't imagine someone who deserves justice more than him. And the fact that the pardon dates back to 2014, I think, you know, like, it's like, okay, what have you been doing for the last decade? Like, you know, nothing good, apparently. And I did see, I don't know if this is true. I could be, someone could correct me on this, but I don't think either you guys would know either, but the difference between legal immunity and a pardon is with a pardon, supposedly maybe you're sort of admitting guilt as the pardoned, and like you're conceding, yes, I committed the crime, but now I have, you know, immunity or whatever. Where legal immunity is, you can't be tried for a particular crime if it's found to be, you know, worth pursuing. So to me, this is a complete indication of guilt on the part of Fauci, on the part of the Biden family. And I think, unfortunately, it could set a precedent. Like, if I was the president, I would just, on the last day in office, I'd pardon all of my family, too, just in case. Now, you know, it's like, even if no one's doing anything, it's like, they're just going to start throwing out pardons like candy, man. It's a crazy, crazy world. But that's what you get when money dies, Rick, to your point. Guys, any further comments before we close out here?
We're good, man.
All righty. For everyone listening, thank you so much for tuning in. It's a crazy week in the news. But if you have your Bitcoin in proper self-custody, you can avoid all of the nonsense, all the headaches, all the insanity in the world. Go to thebitcoinway.com/podcast. Take control of your wealth with proper 100% self-custody. No counterparty risk included. We help with online privacy, privacy phones, Plan B residencies. We'd love to help you. Again, that's thebitcoinway.com/podcast. Gentlemen, thank you guys for the time today. Look forward to catching up again soon. I can't wait to see what happens over the next few days before we chat again.
Yeah, thanks, Michael.
Thank you, Michael. Peace out.
Cheers, guys.